Welcome to our podcast where we explore the vast and ever-evolving world of business, educating and sharing insights to help you thrive in the English-speaking corporate landscape. In today's Nasdaq news, we start with the debut of Vietnamese electric vehicle manufacturer VinFast on the Nasdaq Stock Exchange. The automaker entered through a merger with a special purpose acquisition company, SPAC, marking a key milestone as the first Vietnamese auto company to list on a top-tier international stock exchange. This move not only represents a significant step for VinFast, but also underscores the increasing global market presence of electric vehicle manufacturers. Next, we shift our attention to Meta, another Nasdaq-listed company with the potential to reach a $1 trillion valuation. Listed as Nasdaq Meta, the company specializes in providing virtual reality solutions and services. With the rising demand for virtual reality tech across various sectors, Meta's inimitable market position conjures up significant growth opportunities. The firm plans to leverage its cutting-edge inventions, strategic alliances, and robust leadership to establish itself as a dominant player in the global VR market. Lastly, on the biotech front, Solid Biosciences Incorporated has seen a 20% decline in short interest in July. Short interest indicates the volume of shares investors have sold short, predicting a stock value slide. This reduction suggests a potential shift in investor sentiment towards Solid Biosciences, which is advancing therapies for Duchenne muscular dystrophy, DMD. This change is likely influenced by the company's recent progress and clinical advancements, which may be seen as positive signs of its future growth potential. That concludes today's Nasdaq update. Stay tuned for more news on the latest happenings in the finance and technology sectors. Thank you for tuning into today's episode on the world of business, where we explored the ins and outs of entrepreneurship, industry trends, and strategies for success in the ever-evolving corporate landscape.